Because if you put giraffe ears on, see, and you hear what the other person is feeling and needing, you will always hear them singing this song. See me beautiful, look for the best in me. That's what I really am, all I wanna be. It may take some time, it may be hard to find, but see me beautiful. See me beautiful each and every day. Could you take a chance? Could you find a way to see me shining through in everything I do, and see me beautiful? Thank you. The next month I went back to that school. The plan was I was first going to teach the students nonviolent communication, and then the next month I was to go back and teach the teachers what I had taught the students. So I was in the having coffee with one of the teachers before the day started. And she said to me, "Are you aware of what monsters you created when you were here last month?" I said, "Now what did I do?" She said, "Now every time we scream at the students, they put their arms around one another and go, 'See me beautiful.'" True story, true story. So yes, this is very powerful technology to hear the humanness in the other person no matter how they speak. Now, sometimes when I'm teaching people how to do this, it takes a while for them not to get this as looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. No, it's not that at all. With these ears, we see the truth. But I haven't made this clear yet when I was working with the Israeli police. One of the policemen said, "Oh, I understand, Marshal. If somebody spits on me, I'm supposed to tell myself it's raining out." No, I said, because it isn't raining out. And with these ears, we hear the truth. The truth is, human beings don't do anything except in the service of needs. Everything we do is in the service of needs. That's why a central part of nonviolent communication is to learn how to articulate our own needs. To be aware of what I've already told you, that all criticism is a tragic expression of our needs. So we show people how to be very honest, but an honesty of life, an honesty of what's alive, without ever using any words that criticize, blame, condemn. See? A language of feelings, but to make sure when you do express feelings, you don't do it to induce guilt. Because guilt induction is a very violent game. See? Now, but if some of you haven't learned how to use guilt yet, let me show you how to do it. I'm good at it. Okay, I'll show you how to use guilt. Let's say a child of mine is behaving in a way I don't like. And I would like to use guilt. See? Okay, first step in using guilt. This will be hard for many of you, but it's very easy for me. Because you have to learn how to look pathetic. So place yourself where the child can see you and look pathetic. Some things I do well, yes. The child sees you, right? "What's the matter, Dad?" "Nothing." "Come on, Dad, what's the matter?" Now here comes the violent act. Blame other people for your feelings if you want to be violent. It hurts me when you don't clean up your room. That's how you use guilt, you see. Feelings are a very important part of nonviolent communication, but we don't use them that way. We don't blame other people for our feelings. We connect our feelings to our needs. We share what's alive in us. And then when we share what's alive in us, we end with a clear request. We tell the other person what we would like them to do that would better meet our needs. And we want to make sure that the other person trusts that when we do say what we want, that they trust that it is a request and not a demand, you see. So what is the difference between a request and a demand, you see? Once I said to my youngest son, would you please hang your coat up in the closet, okay? Was that a request or a demand? Both? I'll tell you his response. Would you please hang your coat up in the closet? Who was your slave before I was born? He heard it as a demand, obviously. You see. Now, why did he hear it as a demand? Because, unfortunately, for the first couple of years of his life, I only knew jackal parenting. I thought it was my job when I'm in the role of parent or teacher or manager to make people behave. Can you imagine anything more stupid than that? To think you can make another person behave? My children taught me, though, very young, I couldn't make them do anything. Please put your toys back in the toy box. It's time for dinner. No. Come on now, did you hear Daddy? Daddy said, put your toys back in the toy box. No. I couldn't make them do anything. All I could do is make them wish they had. And then they taught me another very important lesson, that any time I would make them wish they had, they would make me wish I hadn't made them wish they had. They taught me a lesson that was later confirmed by Gandhi, that violence creates violence, you see. So it was very helpful for me to learn that you can't make people do anything, you see. See, my youngest son, he was really a good teacher to me about that I hadn't been aware of how I was making demands, because I had this thinking that as a parent I know what's right and you have to do it. But he really got to me, he really educated me. How did he do that? First of all, I noticed that when it snowed, he would run down to the street corner with a shovel and shovel this woman's walk, the long walk she had back to her garage, because she was handicapped, she couldn't walk, but she could drive. So as soon as it snowed, he'd run down there, shovel the walk. He never told her who did it, never asked her for money. At our house, we had a tiny little walkway. You got it. Twice a week, we had the garbage war at the Rosenberg house. Because I had assigned the children tasks to do that they should do, because if we're going to be members of a family, we all have to contribute. So twice a week we had the garbage war. It started with my simply mentioning his name. Brett! What's so funny? That's his name. Now, how did he accelerate the war? He's in the next room, right? He pretends he didn't hear me. So what do? Of course, I scream so loud he can't pretend. Brett! What? The garbage hasn't been taken out. You're very perceptive, Dad. Get it out. I'll do it later. You said that.